Hey guys, season 1, episode 9 of the Battleship Cobra podcast. This is Mike Taylor, aka Battleship Cobra. If you want to leave me a voicemail, you can go to voicemail.battleshipcobra.com. You can ask me a question. I will use it in an episode if you want. But you can just go there, record something for me, whatever you have to say. Just let me know if you want your voice to be in a podcast episode. Can be about any topic you want. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can check out the audio-only version at podcast.battleshipcobra.com. And if you're on the audio version, you can go to youtube.battleshipcobra.com and you can check out my video versions there, including all the other video content I create on YouTube. So today we're going to talk about balance, life-work balance, balancing personal life with work and YouTube. So let's take our breath today. So just relax, take a breath, breathe in, and then breathe out. That's how breathing works. It's really good to be conscious of your breath. It's the basis of most meditation practices. Very good to pay attention. If you're holding your breath throughout the day, take a deep breath. It'll reduce your panic, and you can get the same amount of stuff done without being in a panic all day. So how do I balance all this stuff that I do? Honestly, I don't think about myself as doing a lot of things, but when I look at all the things I do, I think I do a lot of things. When I wasn't a father, I would just literally work all day, and then I would come home and I'd work on other projects at night. I've always found stuff that I love, and I've just let it kind of drive me. I do everything with, you know, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. I'm kind of a 100% or 0% type of guy. And I either care about it zero, at not at all, or it's something I'm thinking about all the time. And so, you know, before having kids, I was just very unhealthy. And you could say balance is a myth. I didn't really have any balance. I had friends. I made time for some friends. But honestly, I prioritized really working and just doing that, not really for the sake of some purpose, just because I was very interested in the topics and I found an area I loved, business, like business software, basically ERP systems, SAP in particular. I loved it so much. I was just always learning. At the time, I would have my main job. I would work all day. I would come home and then I would work on other projects. I had other little businesses, like I did web development. I had side clients. I'd come home and do more work on what I was working on. I maybe it was a project and I had more stuff to do. I was always engaged with what I really wanted to do. I guess it ties into to not really being like I hate repeating myself. I really hate it. I'm compelled to do what I'm doing, and I want to follow it through and get it done. But I'm not really an addictive personality, and I feel like I'm drawn to new things and innovative things, but I can stay in my space of what I'm doing and keep experimenting and pushing that forward. So by not wanting to repeat myself, if I do the same thing too many nights, I just get so bored. And I think I've really been a benefit. I just can't stand sitting around and watching TV or sitting around and watching movies. I never have. I've given up. Like, I mean, people just spend an immense amount of time consuming TV, episodes of shit, movies. And it's like, yeah, I can't even do it anymore. It's so rare that I watch anything, and I honestly think it's made the biggest difference in my life. The more I reflect on it, I feel like people take this standard approach, right? You're doing stuff, you're working in your life, and then, oh, you meet a girlfriend. Now it's like, oh, we're gonna sit on the couch and order takeout every single fucking day. Okay, well, now your girlfriend has no life, no friends. You have no life and no friends. You're not doing anything. You're not accomplishing jack shit when you're sitting on the couch watching TV. You should be appalled at that. Sitting there, not making a damn dent in anything. And you don't need to be Mother Teresa, but you know, you're gonna die, okay? It's kind of morbid, but you know, I think about that. I'm gonna die. Do I really need to watch another episode of just entertaining fiction? If you can't, like, I listen to podcasts, but I feel like I pick podcasts that are like trying to push myself mentally or give myself new ideas. I don't read as much as I used to, but I used to read and listen to a lot more audiobooks. I'm trying to bring that back more so. I don't make as much time for that because I'm working and I have projects that I'm working on. But even if I'm trying to take a break, and I suck at taking breaks, I suck at relaxing, I'm horrible at relaxing. So you can say when I was really young, I don't even want to say I was a workaholic. I mean, I wasn't doing it to escape anything. I honestly was just driven by love of what I was doing. And I really like to be sensitive to what I want to do. And I always wanted to try new things. Again, even within the same areas, I'd give a try to certain things, had hobbies and tried to experiment with certain things to try them, just to like try them on for size. And wherever I found kind of a love, I would go in that direction. And I was like, you know what? I really want to try that. So I want to do YouTube. I watched just endless, you know, well, let's look at martial arts. Like, I was a massive fan of the UFC for so, so long. And then finally, a friend of mine like said, "Oh, why don't you try it? Like, let's give it a try." And then it just, I'm like, "Oh, I'm scared." I loved everything. I studied it. I loved everything about it, the lifestyle and all that. Then I finally just did it. I just went and tried, and I did it. YouTube. I was a massive fan of Casey Neistat. I had no background in anything. I had absolutely no training in editing or anything. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I've seen enough Casey Neistat videos. I'm like, I'm just going to go out with my son and I'm just going to record this evening where we went out and went for a little bike ride and went to a park. And then I cut it and kind of emulated Casey Neistat's style. And I was like, I love this. And I feel like it turned out really well. Maybe one day I'll share that. And I did that a couple more times. So I started to think how I can apply that to what I was doing, trying to be... just make videos that would help people. And then I was like just making videos. I think the first one I did was a Crystal Reports check. Like, I was just looking for a Crystal Reports check layout. I'm like, there's no data on this. There's no help. So I was just struggling. And when I figured it out, I'm like, I need to share this. There's nobody else doing this. So I kept repeating that, I feel like, with the B1IF, with the Excelsius dashboards, and then just... carrying on. And I felt like I really felt like I was making a difference. I feel like I'm making a difference. I have had lots of really positive feedback. And honestly, on days when I don't get any feedback, I still just enjoy the process of sharing and just building something and building up my YouTube channel. And you know, you're entitled to the work, but you're not entitled to any rewards. I just do what I'm doing, and I don't approach it from this is going to make me money or whatever. I don't really care about that. Honestly, I want to do the most, I want to be the most crazy, authentic person that I am. And I hope that comes through in this. And that gives me drive to do what I'm doing. So how do I balance it, right? Like really when you're not, when you're single or you're not married and you have no kids, like what do you need to balance? Like you need to exercise. It doesn't take a lot of effort to exercise. Do martial arts, do like 3 classes a week, do them as hard as you can. You know, start thinking like, hey, if I eat garbage food and sugar, let's cut that shit out. Make an effort to be a little bit more active. I personally love biking. Just do something, small things. When making plans, think big. When making progress, think small. James Clear said that. So when you're making plans, think really big. But when you're thinking about progress, think small. So don't think, I need to do 3 hours of exercise, otherwise this is useless. That's just morons talking. You just need to consistently do a little bit of work every day and you will move ahead, okay? And I've always taken that approach. Like, I wanna go to bed and sometimes I'll stay up like a little bit later and it's just like, I'm just drawn into this. I'm gonna push this just a little bit further. I'm like in a, you know, and I ride the wave. I'm like, I'm in this project. I'm experimenting. I'm learning, and I just ride that wave. So in a way, I don't have that much balance. Some days, I stay up till 2 a.m. working on something or working on a project I'm doing. But I make time to value friends. I don't spend a lot of time with my friends. I have a few really great friends. And they're awesome. But there are times when I don't make that much time. I'm driven right now. I'm trying to make YouTube partner and it's what I'm focused on. And I prioritize small incremental moves every day. My wife is my accountability partner. And every day, every weekday, we put at least three things we're going to do in the day by 10 a.m. in the morning. And then by 10 a.m. at night, we have to say whether or not we did those things. And it's to be accountable to each other. Neither of us is gonna get mad with each other as if we owed them, each other, anything. But it keeps me going, keeps me focused, and it keeps me moving in small little increments. With a personal life, I feel like what I do is a lot of my personal life. But I also make time to listen to podcasts. I meditate, I stretch, I do mobility work. And before the pandemic, I did a lot of martial arts, so I would have a social life there. I would, go biking with friends. I, you know, make effort to play video games with friends. I would do things like that. I had some side projects with businesses with friends. And, well, I still do have side business with friends. And, again, just also interacting with YouTube people and talking about, replying to comments, replying to messages, helping people out that way. Trying to just have a variety of things that I do. For kids, you have to make them priority. And I've had kind of a bad time sometimes where I'm literally so focused on trying to just do my projects that I would just be trying to put my daughter to bed or son to bed. I just want to go do this. But you have to really appreciate and stay present and enjoy what you're doing and enjoy the moment. So I'm fortunate that I came across Pema Chodron and kind of having a bit of a Zen, you know, a bit of a Buddhist approach to things and learning meditation to stay present. I will have to remember I am here today to cross the swamp, not to fight all the alligators. From The Art of Possibility by Rosamund and Benjamin Zander. You need to keep your eye on the prize and say, what do you value? And I value spending time with my kids. I really, truly enjoy the time that I spend with them. I'm putting them to bed. I'm just like, this is amazing. And I try to enjoy the things that I'm doing. And if I hate the things that I'm doing, I try to not do them. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. Jim Carrey said that. And if you hate what you're doing, it's really cliche, but don't do it. But I'm so fortunate that I just do things that I love to do. So it's easy to say, you know, today was a holiday. I wrote up some agendas for some videos I'm working on. I'm recording a video. I recorded another podcast. I try to do them in batches. And I got more efficient. Just do it. Like, don't make excuses. Just do what you're going to do. And find something that you like to do. And if you have nothing that you like to do, you need to turn the TV off and you need to start doing something. Start reading. Start listening to podcasts. Listen to Tim Ferriss. Get inspired. I've never been lacking motivation because I listen to such amazing people like Joe Rogan Experience. Tim Ferriss is a huge motivation for me. I know I'm going to forget a lot, but I have a lot of podcasts that I really, really enjoy. And they have, you know, they feature people that are really inspiring, like Cleared Hot with Andy Stumpf, Jocko Willink's podcast. There's just a lot of really inspiring people out there, and I study and follow. Like for Elon Musk, for example, it's just the examples of really amazing people out there. I'm like, I'm nothing like those people. It's just so inspiring to be like, they're doing so many awesome things. And I just want to keep doing every day what I want to do to make a little bit of a difference. And you can make a giant difference in your life too. You don't have to do any, you don't have to make Tesla, but you can do so many things. And I feel like every day I can push myself ahead a little bit. And then if you're good every day, you'll end up being great. And I just let my kind of obsession draw me. And this is a really good one here too. If you don't judge yourself for being inefficient, you become efficient. You spend more time dwelling on being inefficient than doing efficient work. It's from Gary Vaynerchuk, also an amazing, inspirational guy. I spent so much time worrying about being efficient, being inefficient. Man, if you could push anything ahead a little bit every day, just even in the smallest way, do that, but do what you're going to do and don't beat yourself up for being inefficient or efficient. If the day you're not going to get that much done, you're not going to get that much done. Give yourself a little bit of a break, but try to find things that you're really drawn to where you can't put them down. Another great one here. A man becomes most tired while standing still. I just saw that one a few weeks ago or a couple months ago. It's a Chinese proverb. It's incredible. You get energy from moving and from doing projects. A man becomes most tired while standing still. Are you doing the same shit every day? Are you not learning new concepts? It's so... I mean, even watching new video, you're watching episode 15 of whatever, like... You're basically standing still. You're not doing anything. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just a waste of time. So finally, another one. An inch of time is an inch of gold. I think this is actually a Chinese proverb as well. An inch of time is an inch of gold. So even reading like books on samurai and stuff, a big thing is meditating on death. And people might say that it's not healthy, but having a little bit of a sense of impending doom might push you a little bit to say, hey, you know what, like I need a little bit more oomph here. I need to put a little bit more effort in. And you know, the thing is too, to tie this in, you know, being in shape and dedicating some time, and that's the thing. Schedule exercise. Again, with this pandemic, I'm getting fatter by the day. But I used to schedule exercise and never miss it. And a lot of lunchtime, like most of the times near 11 o'clock, I go for a 30-minute bike ride. My leg is kind of injured, blah, 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 whatever. Schedule exercise. You need to make it part of your life. It'll make every other part of your life efficient. And my wife's a fitness instructor too. not two, but she's a fitness instructor. So she values fitness too. If you are fit, you're gonna be able to do more. You're gonna be able to put more time in. You're gonna have more time focused. You're not gonna crash. So putting that effort in, doing a little bit every day, do 15 to 30 minutes per day. You don't have to do 4 hours a day. And that will make the rest of your life efficient. Then I try to plan out my day as well as I can to get stuff done and to push things ahead that I know I can push ahead. But every day, I don't feel that efficient, but I know when I look back, I'm pushing everything ahead every day. And as long as I have a sense that I worked as hard as I can work by the end of the day, then I feel like I've done what I needed to do. And that's really all that you can do. So it's kind of rambly, tell you the truth, but hopefully you can take something from that. And I'm nobody special. Anybody can do what I can do. Turn off that TV, get rid of the TV, cut off your cable, stop watching Netflix, pick something you want to do, listen to an audiobook, go for a bike ride, go for a walk. Do anything. Just do stuff. You know, get out there. Don't be a spectator. Get in the game. Read a book. Read some quotes. Have some discipline. Don't wait for motivation. And do what you love to do. And if you don't know what you love to do, try a bunch of shit. Sorry, I've been feel like I was swearing a lot of this one. Try a bunch of things. And when you try a bunch of things, you're going to eventually find something that you love, and that love will drive you to do more every day. So thank you very much. Check out Check out podcast.battleshipcobra.com for the audio version. Check out youtube.battleshipcobra for my YouTube stuff. I'm on all the different platforms. I honestly don't know how I use Anchor. Anchor just works great. If you want to send me a message, go to voicemail.battleshipcobra.com to submit a question, comment, whatever. Just let me know if you don't want your question. Like, I might actually use the audio on my podcast. So I told myself I'd do 10 episodes of season one, and then I would evaluate where I was with the podcast. So far, I'm really enjoying it. I do about 20 minutes per episode. If you're watching this and you watch all the way to the very end, I truly appreciate it. If you have any comments for me, you can contact me at linkedin.battleshipcobra.com. Just send me a message there. See you guys later. Bye for now.